your source for spiritual insight and messages.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio.
Your source for spiritual insight and
hold on one moment. Okay, that should be it. All right, hello everyone. We are live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam. And we will go ahead and take callers with a single question on any topic within their life today. We're going to ask you, please, one-part questions only. We are not meant to be doing full readings on the show. The show is here to help promote our website at merlinstaff.com for private readings and also to help those in need. So let's go ahead and start taking our callers today. Our first caller today is area code 941. First three digits are 729. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello. My name is Carl. I'm calling from Florida. I'm currently renting an office space, but I believe I need to get out of that office space and rent a different space. Do you see me finding another space to rent and easy getting out of my lease that I'm currently in?
It's not going to be entirely easy getting out of the lease, but remember it's supposed to be one-part questions only, as I just stated. That's okay. So I do feel that by around April 3rd and April 4th, you should have a place found that you're able to be comfortable with and a new office space for you, okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, next caller today is area code 865. First three digits are 275. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, Reverend. Thank you. This is Lynn. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling from California.
Yes. Hi, Lynn. How can I help you today?
Hi. I just contacted a realtor to help, with a house. And I wanted to see if you feel that we're going to be successful with this lady that I've communicated with.
Okay. Let me see one moment, please.
Thank you.
Yes, I do see success with that current person. I don't see any real major problems. I feel that you need to be clear communication with the individual. But if you are do that, then all should work out well.
Okay. Thank you so much. Blessings.
Thank you.
A great weekend. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. Next caller today is area code 630. First three digits are 487. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Dion, and I'm calling from Illinois. And my question is, when do you see me having a breakthrough with my work? I've been trying really hard on a bunch of different avenues, so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me see here. Breakthrough comes on the 1st, yes. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at the 1st of April. There should be a breakthrough for you. Mind you, that is just a couple days away.
Sweet. I like it. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So that should work for you. Remember, keep your head up and stay creative, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, next caller today is a 111111. Hello, caller. You are now live on here. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Trish. I'm calling from Connecticut. And my question is, do you see the ending of a legal situation or the outcome, either one?
Okay, let's see here. I see a positive outcome with this. As far as the ending, obviously, if there is a positive outcome, there is going to be a ending to this, okay? As far as when that is going to happen, I do not have the timeline at this moment for that one.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, thank you. Next caller today, again, is going to be a 111111. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Rich. Melissa from Colorado, and I do plan to call you. I definitely am. Me too. I am. But I have a question. Are you, can you see if what motivated this white man to do that legal action towards me? I escaped it, but what was the motivative factor behind it? I think there's more to it.
Yeah, well, there's evil and there's jealousy, okay? When they see the light in somebody, when evil sees that light and they see the truth in someone, they see someone that can be stronger than they can, then they're intimidated by that. And what they do is they try everything possible to destroy or take down that person. It comes from a place of ego with them.
Oh. When you say that, was it because I didn't give him attention?
Well, we're only doing one question per caller, but I am going to tell you this, okay? Attention is one thing, but when it comes from ego, you could have given them attention, you could have done everything right, and they still would have done something negative to you. It may have happened somewhat differently, but it still would have been negative, okay? Remember that this person does not come from a positive place, does not come from a sane mind. Which indicates to me that this individual would have ended up hurting you one way or another.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Yes, Reverend.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, next caller today is area code 469. First three digits are 971. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your questions.
Hi, Adam. This is LaChandra.
Hey, LaChandra. How can I help you today, hon?
I'm moving to Texas, and I'm trying to see, do you see me finding a job by the time I get there and starting right away?
And that's an affirmative. Just keep your... keep your efforts out there. I see that paying off for you.
Okay.
That was a quick answer, and that's a quick yes. You see, you're already in alignment with the universe for that to happen, okay? You're already trying to manifest it. But the moment you let fear and doubt creep in is the moment you negate your manifestation.
Gotcha. Okay, right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller today is area code 111. Next three digits are also 111. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Dejan. I'm calling from Texas. And my question is, do you see me and this other girl, her name is Jennifer, in a relationship?
Okay, Dejan. Give me one moment, please. Okay, so what I am feeling here is that the opportunity for a relationship is at hand between you and this individual, okay? I feel that it will require some work, but it is very likely to create a good relationship out of this. At the moment, this is teetering on a 50-50 spectrum, okay? That means that you've got to communicate, you've got to, speak with the individual, and when, this is going on, try not to be, you know, too eager. Try not to be too pushy about it, as you wouldn't want anyone to be pushy with you. I'm not saying that you would be, but I'm giving you a little bit of advice, okay? When it comes to this situation, go with the flow. If you try and fight the current and you try and go into anything expecting something more, you might end up disappointing yourself in the end. One word of advice I always give everybody is never expect anything out of a person they have not shown you you can expect. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, next caller today is area code 916. First three digits are 396. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. My name is Ray, and I'm calling from Sacramento, California. And my question is what you see in my career, if you can help me out with that, or maybe what comes to you?
Okay, Ray, are you shifting careers now?
Kind of.
Okay.
I'm in my career, but so for example, I'm going in from like professional services more into politics type stuff.
Okay, I see what you mean here. All right, what I'm going to inform
but it's still the same
you
industry.
Yeah, I got you. I feel that you're going to do well, but I need you to come from confidence. Okay. Have faith in yourself and have faith in your capability. If you do that, then the rest will fall into place very easily. Okay? So, yes, okay. I can see you succeeding with this. I can see you doing well. As far as what is required for this shift to take place, that will come to you. Okay? That will make itself known in the right ways. Everything you need will be provided.
Yeah, that's what I kind of figured, and I think I'm just kind of like in the position of, okay, I believe in exactly what you're saying, and I'm just like, okay, when is this going to happen? And I'm kind of like tapping my toe waiting for that. That's what prompted my call today.
Yes, I understand. Okay,
yeah.
Well, no
thank
problem.
You very much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, next caller today is area code 347-46. First three digits. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call. This is Tanika. I'm calling from New York, and I wanted to know, there's just some things going on at my job. I was seeing someone at my job. Right now, we're not talking. And then my boss, I feel like she's, I don't know why she did this, but she decided to move my seat back upstairs to where he is, closer to him. So now, daily, we're going to have to see each other very much more often. And I'm just kind of, like, worried about that. I don't know why she did that. I don't know if this means I'm not going to be there much longer because she knows that me and him had liked each other and we were involved. I don't know why she did this. And I'm sitting next to a person that I don't really care for. So I'm just wondering if you see, like, are me and him going to get back together and reconcile? Is it over? Am I going to end up leaving this job because this is just going to be bad?
Yeah,
like, what do you see going on?
That's a lot of questions, but obviously understandable. Well, we're only doing one question per call on today's show, but I will share with you this. Okay. Number one, yes, it's kind of an instigating move on her part, but she's not entirely at fault for this. I feel that she was instructed to do so. Okay. Number two, as far as reuniting with this individual, reuniting and getting back together, I'm not feeling that that is a good idea. Now, will the opportunity arise for that to happen? It is about a 40% chance out of 100 for that to occur, okay? At this moment, I feel that you're not going to be comfortable if you did pursue a reconciliation within that particular department, okay? I feel at this point you may go ahead and continue to stay at the workplace for a little while longer, but I feel you moving on to something bigger and greater. And I feel that at this time, it may be advisable to start looking for something else and to leave on your own terms.
Mm-hmm. I've been looking. I went to an interview last Thursday, and the job said that I would hear from them this week. It's a transfer to another office within the company, a dental office, and I haven't heard back from them today. So I'm wondering if I didn't get it.
Okay. You may have gotten it. I'm not entirely sure. I'm not tuned into that part of it. I feel like a whole new company entirely, but I would suggest giving them a call back if you do not hear from them on the timeline they said that you would.
Yeah, I called them this week back, and they said this week I would hear back from them, and I didn't hear from them this week.
Okay. Then wait until next week and try once more, okay? I do feel that you will get word back from them. I just don't have an answer as to what that's going to be for you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. I believe this will be our last caller for today's show. Area code 630. First three digits are 487. Hello, caller. Have you been on air yet?
Yes. You already took my call.
Okay, perfect. I wasn't sure because sometimes it still shows the hand raised in the queue on the switchboard. All right. Thank you, and have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, once more, we want to thank everyone for tuning in to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam, here to try and help everyone that we possibly can in the most efficient and best ways. Once more, wishing you all well upon your journey forward. Remember, faith in yourself and faith in what you are capable of will move mountains. Once more, this has been Reverend Adam on Psychic Talk Radio. Love, light, and good night.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all namaste, love, and healing.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio.